Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted, as always, by the Amazon FBA University founders, my man Ryan over there. I am Michael. Today's episode, we're going to talk really about the difference in platforms, more heavily on why we continue launching products on Amazon, really growing and building products on Amazon before taking them off Amazon or focusing some of our efforts on other channels. So, Rye, we'll start with you. In terms of it, you know, you found a product that has opportunity. Inherently, you're probably looking at Amazon numbers to even identify that. But why, like, what stands out when you're launching a product for on Amazon versus other platforms that you've launched on, or just know that you essentially have a different process?
Yeah, sure. So one for me is familiarity, right? I've been doing this for a while, but if I rewind myself all the way back to the beginning, thinking about why I chose Amazon over some of the other platforms, I think really, you know, the most important thing here and the one that really stands out to me is the fact that Amazon is just known worldwide. Their global footprint is insane. You know, you can go to the darkest corners of the country, and you can, you know, they'll know what Amazon is. They know the logo. Everyone knows Bezos. You know, he's just that guy. So for me, it's familiarity, right? It's the reputation that Amazon has. Everyone is familiar with Amazon. And, you know, unbeknownst to me, before I actually started selling private label products on Amazon, I thought everything that you ordered from Amazon actually was made by Amazon and then shipped to your house by Amazon. When actually the only true part about that statement is the latter part, right? Amazon does all the shipping, but the majority of the things that you do buy from Amazon are sold by private label sellers, just like me and Michael, right? So we're developing our own goods. We're just using Amazon as a platform to fulfill the orders and basically host our products, advertise on their site, etc. So really it's a reputation. And, you know, the fact is, I still think to this day, 99% of people don't actually realize that the products that they're buying are being sold by people like us. So that's a great advantage you have, right? Because Amazon's got this solid reputation. Customers trust it. You know, it's very customer focused, customer centric. So people know that they can trust Amazon. Anything goes wrong, you know, they're good for a return or they're good for a refund, etc. So that is a massive help. And that almost, you know, ensures that your products pretty much sell themselves. If you rank properly, you know, you understand ads, you understand how everything works. So that for me is definitely number one. The second point I want to make is that Amazon make it so easy for us, right? So we don't have to fulfill any of our orders. So all the fulfillment is done by Amazon themselves. All we have to do is ship products into Amazon, and then they deal with all of the fulfillment for us on our behalf. And that's super helpful, right? It means that every time I get an order, I don't have to go all the way in to, you know, a carrier, go to the post office and ship individual orders. Or I don't have to think about, you know, having a 3PL or having a site that does my fulfillment for me. Amazon pretty much handles it all for me, which is super, super helpful. It also means I don't have to see or touch any of the products. So products come from my overseas manufacturer. They get shipped all the way into Amazon, both in the UK and the US. And then pretty much, you know, the sales hamster wheel starts and, you know, people start buying my products and Amazon fulfills them, ships them out to my customers through Amazon Prime, which is in the UK next day or same day shipping. In the US, sort of next day or 2 day shipping. Super, super convenient. And a lot of the time people will buy products specifically because those products have the Amazon Prime badge, which is super, super cool. So that's my second point. And I think the third point for me, now that I've kind of done a little bit of advertising across several different platforms, I do honestly believe that the Amazon PPC campaign manager and PPC modules are super, super easy to use. And I think that beginners with almost little to no knowledge can come in and learn the process quite quickly. I've used other platforms. I've used Facebook ads. I've used Google ads, YouTube ads, which obviously are an extension of Google ads as well. They're not as conclusive as Amazon. Amazon's super easy. It's really easy to set up, super easy to do, and relatively quick to grasp. Whereas, you know, I've been doing Google Ads for a while now. There's several different parts to it. There's several different things that, you know, you need to know and you need to understand before you can kind of hit the ground running. Whereas with Amazon, it's all on the same platform. If you get good at it and you pick the right product, your bids are going to be pretty cheap. So your PPC is affordable and it's quick to optimize, right? I've got several products now selling across Amazon. I can probably optimize all my campaigns within 1 hour just because, you know, I know what I'm doing and I can get that down. So those are my three main points. I think Amazon, you know, it will be for many years to come the go-to platform. my neighbors here where I live, they all order from Amazon. Even I order from Amazon pretty much on a daily basis. So I don't think Amazon's going anywhere. And I think that's a big part of why, you know, we choose to sell on Amazon.
Yeah. And the biggest reason, like there's a ton of reasons, honestly, but the biggest reason for me is just the traffic acquisition, aka getting the customer. So it's much more difficult to get someone to a website that they're not familiar with. And Ry's right. Amazon ads are very direct, and it's easy to see all the data because you're not having to track data from, let's say if you were running Google ads to a Shopify store, you got to make sure your attribution is right. And a lot of times it's just not. And so because Amazon is a one-stop shop, essentially customers come there, they never leave that that website, that essential domain, until they buy your product. You see everything, and so it's much easier, and they just trust it. And so another reason Amazon, and I sell products, a lot of products on Shopify, just through independent websites. And one difficulty is when you're working off Amazon, there's ambiguity in what your listing should look like, what your website should look like, all of this, right? So it's, you don't really, like, there's so many things you could do differently to optimize conversions and help sales. Whereas Amazon is just a template. So really when you're starting out, you want it to be as confined and structured, not even just when you're starting out, always, because if it's not, there's probably something you're not doing that people with a bigger budget are doing off of Amazon, like on their website, how it looks, how they're marketing it. On Amazon, it's very uniform to a degree. And so everyone's listing is pretty much the same. Like if you're brand registered, it'll look a little better. If you have premium A+ content, for example, it could look a little better even, but there's basically just a couple variations of an Amazon listing. And so if you just really refine that skill, which we continue to do and teach, it's much easier to get really good at that. Whereas each, let's say Shopify website, let's say, any e-commerce store builder, each product or category, it should look different because it needs to. And so you have a lot more customization, a lot more things to learn. And sometimes if you're, you know, just talking about bugs and such, a lot of times your site can just bug out and have an issue. And then instead of you just requesting Seller Central on Amazon to fix something, which, yeah, nobody likes doing that, and they are less than exceptional at their service, but it's still on them, right? And so if it's your website, you got to figure everything out, and so it's a lot higher burden. That's not to say don't sell off of Amazon. The reason we prefer Amazon is just because you want to build credibility, you want to test the market on the easiest market to convert a customer before saying, okay, let's take this to Shopify, let's take this to TikTok Shop, let's take this everywhere. You it's the easiest place to test on Amazon because you have the data, you have the customers, you know, 150 million plus just in the US Prime. And so you really, really are just giving yourself the best shot to get an early win. And so that's one other thing is that SEO isn't really a thing off of Amazon. So you have to acquire a customer. Let's take TikTok Shop, for instance. You got to have organic content pretty much that captures someone, that shows someone your product, or you could run TikTok ads, but either one is, you're either spending time if you're making it, or you're spending money paying someone, or you're spending money on ads. And that's fine. That's normal. But Amazon gives you the one opportunity to show up in search results for free. And obviously Amazon takes their fees and such, but people getting your listing from on an organic search, there's no cost. And so that just the value in that is really, really different. And even if you go to Google, it's like you're never going to really rank on Google for the product you sell, unless you're just running ads and you show up on the collection. So just being able to show up organically is really, that's really not a thing unless you are on Amazon, unless you are where everyone is looking to buy. So, you know, start on Amazon, validate the market, and then potentially expand horizontally. But that's really why I continue to always be Amazon first.
Hell yeah. Amazon's the place to be. It's the place I would recommend anyone who asks me, you know, Shopify, TikTok Shop. Well, maybe TikTok Shop is a viable option now, but definitely for me, Amazon is still the heavy hitter that you want to be on. Well, guys, look, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably want to start your own private label business. And I want to let you know that we run the Accelerator 2.0, which is our flagship program, where we offer unlimited one-to-one calls for an entire year. So if you did want to find out more and inquire whether or not you'd be a good fit, book a call with us. The link is in the description. We'd love to talk with as many of you as possible. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode.